This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with attorney Eric Bland today. If you follow anything to do with the Murdaugh case, you know exactly who he is. We're talking with him today in respect to his representation of the family of Stephen Smith. Stephen Smith, as you may remember, he's the young man who was found in the middle of the road and near the Murdaugh estate many a years back. It's an unsolved crime. There's been accusations. There's been rumors. There's been all sorts of speculation as to his mysterious death, which was ruled a hit and run and now has been ruled a homicide, and an investigation is currently underway. 7 years ago, Smith's mother made very strong accusations against Alec Murdaugh's older son, Buster. Of course, that played out in the media for a while as well. I know he said, you know, I have nothing to do with this. Sandy accusing them of the Murdaughs of reaching out really soon after their death. We talked about that, about wanting to represent them. Stephen's twin sister, Stephanie, has even claimed that the older one, Buster, killed her brother with a baseball bat. Now that there's been some time, there's been more investigations that have gone on into this. Do you know if the Smith family still holds those same beliefs, or has time kind of changed that as more information has come in?
Well, I don't want to disclose attorney-client privilege that I've had with Sandy, because okay, sure, that's who my client is.
Sure, but, I know.
You know, time has a way of healing some emotions. You know, she was on a very emotional high, obviously losing her child.
Sure.
At that time, and then no one really talking to her, which created a lot of anxiety and fear, and you know, your head starts to spin and you wonder about conspiracy theories. I think today, probably Sandy's more measured. I've not spoken with her daughter, so I don't know, you know, what Stephen's sister feels like. But do I think that Buster killed Stephen? Have no idea. I think he's a victim until proven otherwise. Mm-hmm. He lost a mother, a brother, and a father.
Sure.
He has not spoken publicly. So until this Fox interview is going to air, I guess, in September, he's not spoken publicly much. So we should give him the benefit of the doubt. I mean, this kid is, you know, he didn't kill Mallory Beach. Yes, he provided a driver's license to Paul. And that's not unusual. Brothers do it all the time. My older brother gave me his driver's license, sure, when I was younger to get some beer, you know, when I was 20 years old. So it's not right. I'm not saying it. You know, there was a potential cause of Buster doing that, but he never envisioned that Paul was going to get in a boat at 2:30 in the morning, I would surmise,
sure,
travel as fast as he did and drive into a pylon. I don't think that's what he envisioned would happen. But, you know, certainly I'm going to give Buster the benefit of every doubt now, mm-hmm, until proven otherwise. Now, Buster said he had nothing to do with Stephen's death. What he didn't say is he didn't have any personal relationship with him. So I would like to know what his personal relationship with Stephen was. Could be just as innocent as they went to school together. He saw him in the hallway.
Sure.
You know, they played youth baseball together. I want to hear from Buster what his relationship was, if any, with Stephen. Could be nothing.
Mm-hmm. Is there, obviously there's a grand jury impaneled. There have been subpoenas that have been issued. You said we're probably going to hear something here by the end of summer. In terms of what we're going to hear by the end of summer, do you feel like we're going to go in a direction more of explaining exactly or a good idea of what happened to Stephen? Or are we going to hear what happened to Stephen in more factual tones, along with who may have been involved with the actual death of Stephen?
I think, you know, we're talking about 2015 to 2023. And with the advent of continued technological advancements, I think SLED has abilities now that didn't exist in 2015. We know about phone mapping. We know about what information you can glean from a phone just from the Murdaugh trial. You know, the Murdaugh trial migrated from originally a scientific trial. It was going to be about blood, you know, the lack of DNA. And then it migrated to a technological trial of the phones and then the Snapchat videos and then Paul's video at the kennels, which was, I think, the single most important piece of evidence that led to Alex's conviction.
Sure.
But then it even migrated further to just being a referendum on Alex when he took the stand.
Yeah.
All that other stuff kind of went out the window. And for 2 days, the world was captivated and certainly the jury was paying attention and measuring Alex. Some thought he was credible. Some thought he was showed contrition. Other people thought he was manipulative. I was one of them. Narcissistic. I was one of them.
Sure.
A habitual liar on the stand. I was one of them. And so it became a trial about Alex. But what we did learn about is this technological information that you can learn from just picking up this phone and putting it down, and it tells where I am and, you know, how fast it moved. Was that mean I was on the run or it moved slowly? I was walking. There is phone evidence that the sled is looking at, Steven's phone, which they've cracked with the code, which would lead to text messages, Instagram stuff, photos that he may have had on his phone. But they also found his tablet, and that was given to Sled this in the spring. Chief Keel has not confirmed whether they have cracked the tablet, cracked the code, but I believe that they have. Hasn't told me. I believe that they have. And I think this case is going to be solved by that technological evidence.
Sure.
What's on the tablet? What's on his phone? And then Sled can use that information to go question somebody and say, you know, be careful what you say because I have phone evidence or I have tablet evidence. And somebody may finally say something that's like a talisman thread, Tony, where you pull it, you pull it, you pull it, and all of a sudden, everything just unravels.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.